something old or something new, something borrowed or something butter. It's time for one of Brenda B's recipes. Good things from the farm to your table. The gate's open, so let's get cooking. This one is a three-step process to render a smooth tropical springtime treat. So get your pencil sharpened for crust, filling, and topping. And then get out your fork, because you're going to want a slice of this tangy sweet cheesecake version. And the ingredients for the crust are 1.5 cups of vanilla wafer crumbs, 1 cup of flaked coconut, 1/3 cup of melted butter. For the filling, 4 8-ounce packages of cream cheese, 1 cup of sugar, 3 tablespoons of flour, 4 eggs, 1 cup of sour cream, and 1 tablespoon of vanilla. Your topping needs the following: 2 8-ounce cans of crushed pineapple in syrup, 2 tablespoons of sugar, and 1 tablespoon of cornstarch. The directions for the crust. Step 1. Combine the crust ingredients, mix well, and then press evenly over bottom and sides of an 8 or 9 inch springform pan. If you don't have one of those fancy contraptions, just use a high-sided glass pie plate. Step 2 for the filling, combine your softened cream cheese, sugar, and flour with mixer until well blended. Add the eggs one at a time, mixing well after each one. Blend in the sour cream and vanilla and pour over the crust. Bake for 450 degrees for 10 minutes, and then reduce the oven temperature to 250 degrees and continue baking for 1 hour. If you're using the springform pan, be sure to remember to loosen the cake from the rim of the pan at the end of cooking time. But either way, you're going to cool before you add the topping. Step 3, the topping. Combine your ingredients in a saucepan and stir until the cornstarch dissolves. Cook over medium heat, stirring constantly until the sauce boils and thickens. Then let it cool as well. And then spread the sauce evenly over the top of your cooled cheesecake and chill. Now hold your fork. You're going to have to wait to use it until the next day, because this work of art needs to chill overnight before serving. If you missed any part of the recipe, you can find it on the Ag 1280 Country Gal Corral link at westcentralmoinfo.com. What's cooking in your kitchen or chilling in your fridge? I'd be happy to share your recipe on air. Get in touch so we can spread something good. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate close for today.